It's Allison Sheridan of the NoSilicast podcast, hosted at podfeet.com, a technology geek podcast with an ever-so-slight Macintosh bias. Today is Wednesday, July 8th, 2009, and this is show number 213. Well, I'm bringing you a special midweek treat. This came about because back in May, I had the pleasure of presenting All About Social Media at a local Macintosh users group. I brought my trusty Zoom H2 microphone with me, and I set it up on the table on that teeny little plastic tripod they ship with it. And I thought, what the heck, maybe I'll get a good recording, maybe I won't, but it might be fun to try. I figured it was a long shot, but it turned out the recording actually came out pretty darn good. Now, I went through and edited out most of the questions from the audience because you couldn't really hear them, and I didn't repeat the questions, so I just chopped all that stuff out. I figured it'd be mean to include the questions and that you couldn't hear and only the answers. My talk was called Social Media for Grownups. I was trying to explain what each of the different big services are and why, you know, like why you might want to use a wiki, or whether as a grownup should you use Facebook or MySpace, and what's Twitter all about anyway. I hope you enjoy this midweek treat. Well, hi, everybody. I'm Allison Sheridan of the NoSilicast podcast, hosted at podfeet.com, as you can see by my lovely banner over here. How many people were here when I did the thing on podcasting 3 years ago? All right, great. Well, I actually hadn't planned on talking about podcasting, oddly enough, even though that is my passion, my hobby, and what I do for the most fun. But what I podcast about is... My tagline is a technology geek podcast with an ever so slight Macintosh bias, which means I'm totally Macintosh bias, right? But I want to leave myself free to talk about anything I wanted on my show. So I talk about Windows stuff on occasion, most of the time not being really snotty. I talk about freeware, shareware, open source tools. I really like to start with something that solves a problem. That is my key thing, is don't send me a tool and go, here, it's cool. You know, why is it cool? What's it cool? What's the problem? I mean, and the problem it solves could be boredom, right? Because so it could just be fun, but it could be just about anything. So anyway, I do this show because I used to go around irritating my friends and saying, oh, man, you got to really try this tool. This tool is amazing. You know, you should be using a Mac. And I didn't get invited to parties after a while. So then I realized if I did a podcast, people who choose to listen to me would go there. So everyone listening wanted to listen. And so I'm not as annoying, mostly. Still a little bit annoying. But the purpose of my pitch today is I've been working on what the title should be. I think I really want it to be Social Media for Grownups, right? There's parts in here. I'm going to tell you about things that, you know, don't bother with that. That's stupid. But here's the stuff that is cool and how I think you might use it. And if you're scared of it, why you might not want it, or there might be reasons I can alleviate your scaredness a little bit. So I'm going to kind of jump back and forth between Keynote and the web, and I'll probably make a mess of it. I brought two laptops, two power adapters, a surge protector of my own. I carry the internet in my purse. That's kind of a joke on my show. I actually do carry the internet on my purse. I got it in there. I've got everything I could imagine. The one thing I didn't bring was a DVI adapter, so I'm using a different laptop. Thank you for the loan of the MacBook Air. I'll suffer through, right? So you can see my URL there in NoSilicast. If you look in iTunes under NoSilicast, you'll find my show. If you go to podfeet.com, my husband says I have feet like pods. I don't know what he's talking about. I think they look fine. That's why it's called Podfeet. So let me dig in. So what I'm going to talk about is, what is social media? What does it really mean? Why do you care? What are you going to get out of it? Isn't it scary? And what if I don't want to, right? If you don't want to, that's okay too, right? So, God, this is so boring. I swear I'll never do PowerPoint. I'm doing it in Keynote, but what is social media? I think of social media as anything, social media, new media, Web 2.0, whatever you want to call it, is where people get to, it's user-generated content. Anything like, I mean, YouTube is social media because you can put up your own movies, right? Your own videos. Blogs, you can write your own stuff. Other people can comment on it, that sort of thing. The interaction is what makes it really, really essentially Web 2.0 or social media, new media. We'll pick one word. We'll call it social media for the rest of the thing. I won't say all three. So if you had a blog and you don't let anybody comment on it, that's not social media. That's just you writing a paper, right? That's just boring. It's the fact that people can comment and can engage you in a conversation when you blog that makes it social media. If you had a podcast, which is audio or video, mine happens to be audio, and I didn't have a blog, that wouldn't be social media anyway. That would just be audio on the internet. Because you can't get in a conversation with me, it's like 90% of the fun is gone. I have a couple thousand listeners, and I know people all over the world. I mean, one of my best friends lives in Ireland, and he's now the co-host of my show. I know people in Belgium and everywhere, all over the world. And that is one of the things that I get out of this, is that my world has just gotten so small. I can see the whole globe. I do my show live on Sunday nights, and somebody came in from Margaret, help me. What was the name of the islands? The Macquarie Islands, I think it was. It's this little tiny chip of rock that sticks up out of the ocean north of Ireland and the British Isles. And it was this woman just sitting in the middle of nowhere, and she had broadband, and so she found the show. So I get a lot out of it by meeting people all over the world. A lot of people say the community is dead, right? We don't know our neighbors, you know. In the old days, everybody would help each other build a barn, right? Somebody knows how to do the nailing, and somebody knows how to cut the wood, somebody knows how to bake the food everybody needs to eat in order to make it. Well, I say the community's not dead. I think it's moved online. Because I'll just read a blog entry or a forum or something, and I'll say, hey, that's pretty interesting. I know the answer to that guy's question. I'll just answer it. Why just help the guy in New Zealand or something? So I think the social media thing is very exciting to me. If you like to sit at home, alone at home and not go into what I call meat space, where you're actually with real humans. So I'm really happy. I'm really happiest right about here. M-E-A-T.
That E or A.
Yeah, it's with an A. And if you had a wiki, but you didn't let anybody contribute to the wiki, then that's not social media. That's just a web page. So let's go into a couple of these things. So blogs, podcasts, wikis, Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn, I'll call that kind of one thing, Flickr and Twitter. And these are all the different things I'm going to kind of go through. I can talk about podcasting as long as you sit there. I could keep going, but I'm going to try to skip it for now. I can come back to it later. So the same things you get out of coming to the Mac Club, you get social interaction, right? You get to talk to people who care about the same kind of things you care about. You love playing with your Macs. You meet people that talk about your Macs. I have the biggest Mac community I could possibly imagine. I've got all these people all over the world, and also other Mac podcasters I've gotten to know that have really enriched my experience. I got this vast network of people I can get help from now. So it's like this. It's not as rich of an experience as this, but you can't have this every day. How often do they let you come? Once a month, right? So, you'd come every night, I'm sure, if it were. But you can go get help not to feel so alone in the Mac world. I put that on, I realized we don't feel as alone as we used to, do we? Feeling kind of good now. You notice people say, oh, I bought a PC, and then they start making excuses for why? Well, I'm a gamer. Oh, okay. It's for work. Oh, well, all right. We used to have to make the excuse. We're not making them anymore. So you get a little bit of that from social media. You don't get what you get here, for sure, but it's like this at a different level and with more people. So, again, I was talking about... I guess I said all this. Got ahead of myself. So I heard from LJ? Did I get that right? LJ at the back that he set up a wiki, and I wanted to talk a bunch about wikis. I am crazy about wikis. In fact... this is my badge from work, and it says "Do you wiki" on it because I'm just so excited about wikis. I said I wasn't going to use PowerPoint, and I ended up using Keynote. And I thought about doing it in a wiki, but the one thing I was worried about, and I also did this, was I took screenshots in case the internet failed. Both internets, the one in my purse and the one up there, failed because I like to have the belt and suspenders. But I write everything at work on wikis. I refuse to use PowerPoint now, and my chant is death to PowerPoint. So whenever I want to write something, instead of putting it on a file on my disk and saving it only here and maybe mailing it to three or four people, anything I'm going to write, I write it out on the wiki. I do a lot of testing of hardware at work, so I tested out the BlackBerry Storm, which, by the way, is the worst cell phone I've ever used in my life. And hope nobody here loves theirs, but don't even think about buying it. I want to do a good job of a review of this, and I thought, oh, I'll open up Microsoft Word, and I'll type this out, and I'll mail it to my bosses. And I thought, so I wrote it all on the wiki, and I got a bunch of traffic on that. I got people making comments, and, the three people on the planet that like it, that kind of thing. So I write everything on a wiki. If I'm in a meeting and I'm trying to make, I'm trying to keep notes, why keep it on my disk and then mail it to people? Nobody reads minutes anyway, right? So I put it up on the web, and then they can come back and write down, yeah, I did my action item. Well, nobody ever does their action items, but let's say someone did. They could do that. So Here's a good example for real life, non-work kind of stuff. I was having a party at my house, and it was going to be 40 people between a bunch of cross-country kids and all their parents and everything. I was not cooking for all these people, but they had tricked me into having it at my house. So I created a wiki on a wiki page on a place called PB Wiki, stands for Peanut Butter Wiki, and I made a little table, and I put everybody's name down the left-hand side, and then I write, what are you bringing? And I said, here's, you know, I'll take care of like the chicken and the beef and you bring everything else. And suggestions such as, you know, gave him some ideas. Every single family went in and did it. In one case, the kid did it for the mom. In all other cases, the parents did it. And they had never been on wikis before. They just said, oh, she said we go here and we fill it in. They went there and they filled it in. They hit save. So it's really, really easy. So let me give you an example. This is not the same... This is not the same wiki that that you guys have. You guys are using MediaWiki, which is a fantastic wiki. That's the wiki that Wikipedia. Sorry, it disappeared from my head. Wikipedia is built on MediaWiki, so that is a fantastic wiki. It's a great source. This is called PBWiki, and they changed their name.
It says
PBWorks, doesn't it? I did not type in PBWorks. Well, there you go. So. I work, I mentioned I have a guy from Ireland who's on my show every week. I call him up on Skype and the two of us talk for about a half an hour. He's got this fabulous Irish accent. Luckily, he's also really smart and he knows a whole bunch of stuff that I don't know. So he's really a big part of the show. But what we do is actually write on this wiki. So we'll write up the notes ahead of time. I'll put in some stuff. He'll go in and edit some stuff and we can collaborate on these minutes or these notes so that by the time we go to the show, we've got one thing. It's just so easy to go in and do this. So let's go in and just, let's create a new page here. So the way I do it, up at the top here, I view and edit. So this is a sort of a private wiki. Anybody can come see it, but you have to ask me permission to write on it because obviously I don't want other people writing the notes of what we're going to say or deleting it or anything. Oh, one of the greatest things about a wiki is, let's say you guys are brainstorming what you're going to talk about next month. I mean, that would be a great thing to do on the wiki, right? Try to get some agenda items set up ahead of time. Or he was talking about having the thing where you bring in your old computer equipment and everybody trades it out of swap meet. You could start putting up going, you could say, hey, you know, I've got a copy of, iWork 2006 or something that I'm not really using. Let me put that up there. And then people get excited and start putting other things they're going to put up there. Great use of it. Get some ideas going, you know, help participate more. And when you start participating in a wiki, you start feeling invested in it. You know, like, I am contributing to the Met Club. I'm not just sucking the energy out of everybody who works on it. I'm actually contributing to it. And then you start feeling more part of it. And I think it can really bring a club like this together. So in this case, I'm just going to hit edit. But let's say I wanted to put in an entry about the Met Club. This is a page that I just put in links to the other pages. So I'm going to select that. And I'm going to go up here and I'm going to say I want to make that a link. And it says, okay, you want to make it a PBWorks link, a new page. I'll say sure. And it's going to come up with a new page, in theory. Oh, it already did it. Okay, so it did it. And then I'm going to go down here and I'm going to hit save, which is not showing because I should have gone full screen. I'm going to save that. And now I've got, that's a web page that I just changed. So it's not very interesting, but I can go back up here and when it comes back. So I've got the Met Club, I click on that, and now I've got a new page that I'm going to be able to edit. And it's going to look completely just a blank piece of paper, but it looks like I'm in Word or, you know, a real editor or something like that. So I've got bold and underlined italics. It's not scary at all. It's just like typing. You can just go in here and just say, you know, I will bring iLife 06. Was there an 06? I like 06, you know, and somebody else comes in and goes, oh, Sally forgot to put her name in. You can go in and you can edit where it said I. You're going to say, I know Sally put that in. Let me change her name and put it in there. One of the things I was going to say, I started three times to say, is one of the great things about a wiki is, let's say you've got it just about perfect. You got your agendas almost ready. And, Paul here, who just can't, you know, he's such a fool. He goes in and he's a friend of mine, so it's okay if I make fun of him. Paul goes in and he botches the whole thing up. He accidentally deletes the middle of it, right? And he's like, oh, my God, look what I did. Well, he gets a hold of LJ. LJ just says, no problem. I can revert back from the previous change. There's a full history. Every time you save, it says who did it, so he knows to call and yell at Paul, and and you can undo those changes. So it's a really good way of you know, not being fearful, right? You can go in and change it, but it's okay. Somebody else can change it back. Somebody can keep it up to date and make it look okay. Any questions on wikis? What do you guys say? Anybody use it? Yeah.
Are
Do you have to give people your name or password or something like that?
It depends. It depends on how it's set up. I don't know. LJ, did you set it up with passwords or just go in and do it?
Yeah, ours, you have to be a member of the wiki to get it. You can read it without being a member, but you have to get yourself an account.
And it's free, right?
It's free.
So you guys already have this. Look, Allison Sheridan, the NoSilicast podcast, fame will talk. Yeah, this is fantastic. I got to go to that meeting. So I promised I wouldn't let you guys fall asleep. That's what they told me my main job was. So how would I go to say I want to join this wiki?
Upper right corner.
Upper right corner. So create account?
Yes.
Okay, and is there going to be a secret handshake or something?
No.
Oh, so I could join it right now?
Yes.
All right, well, we're going to name me NoSilicast. And I'm going to go and I'm going to say, and I'm going to log in. Oh, wait, what?
Create one. Got to create it.
Aren't I on create? Oh, never mind. So you have to read the instructions, apparently. Oh, this is way too hard. I can't be expected to do that. Yeah, I don't believe in that. So it's going to email me a thing, so I'm probably not going to get to...
It does that so that when you forget your password, it can also email you your password.
Okay, but will it let me in right away?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, sweet!
That's the idea.
It's been so long.
Okay, cool. All right, this is excellent. So here I am at the main page, and I decide that, there's a lot of good stuff about me, but I actually want you to know what my... you haven't got a link to my website, for crying out loud. We got to do that.
You mean yet.
Yet, exactly. So, okay, you've got the XML editor on, huh? Okay, so you don't have the WYSIWYG editor there, too?
No.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, so this, what you're seeing right here is the one dark underbelly of wikis. As you see, that's got some real scary-looking characters in there. For just typing text, you can just go in and type text, and someone else who's geeky, like Mr. LJ back there, will go in and edit and make it look fancy, make things bold, that sort of thing. There are a lot of funny characters in here. Let's see.
Well, most of you just have to press buttons. If you want bold, you hit the bold button.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right. Well, that's part of that. Okay, fame. Let's say... Posted at http://podfeet.com. So let's see. I have never used this wiki before. I've used one similar to this, but I'm going to select that. And he says, is that the link button probably? Yeah, I just clicked it. That's internal link. That's external link. And there we go. So now it's going to let me say Podfeet. I put it on the first time. Do I need to do it again?
No.
Or is it all set?
It has to be there.
Okay, there we go. Well, let's see what it looks like. So I'm going to say save page. Yeah, you're probably supposed to hit preview, but I'm feeling living on the edge. Okay, there is the one thing. Technically, that is, so if you see, I'm hovering over it. So I didn't do it quite right, which is why I said I should have done preview. So it's a little bit tricky. You know, there's a little bit of trickiness in here. All right, look at that. And you can click that, and you go to my website. So that wasn't so bad. I'd never used this before, never had a login before. I was able to go in, and if you guys hadn't been making fun of me so much, I could have gone in there faster. But got to the important part, got to my website there. We're starting to get a little bit scarier. Wikis are pretty cool. There's not a lot of danger, but Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn. So how many people here are in Facebook already? All right, we got about maybe 25% or so. MySpace? Good. Okay, one guy's got you in there. I heard the best phrase. I believe MySpace is the trailer park of the internet. No, it's bad. No, I don't mean to put down... that's probably mean to trailer parks, isn't it? It just don't bother. So pretty much what happens is the younger kids are... And by younger, I mean like junior high level kids, early high school are in MySpace, and then they graduate. My kids were in MySpace. They loved it. They thought it was the greatest thing ever. They learned a bunch of HTML, which was cool, but then pretty soon they realized, well, that's really not that cool. That's really annoying. Every page I hit, there's music blaring and flashing. And it's just, forget it. So when they went to Facebook, everybody goes, okay, we're all going to calm down, be a little more grown up here. Facebook, the fastest growing demographic in Facebook right now is 35 to 50-year-old women, which I thought was really interesting. And it is like a fire hose my friends are joining right now. Every day I get a request. Your opportunities in Facebook are to meet up with old friends. I have my best friend from sixth grade that I have not seen since sixth grade found me. Now, we have stayed in contact over the last 45 years, it was great because I got to see what she looked like. I haven't seen what she looked like in 20 years, you know? So that was really fun. But here's back to the community being dead. My neighbor across the street and my neighbor next to me joined me in Facebook, and now we talk to each other. I'm not kidding. You guys are laughing like I'm making this up. But, you know, I'm going to work. I'm coming home. I got something to do, you know, but I'm not going to go all the way next door. I'm going to go on Facebook, go, hey, Tammy, your garage door is open. Actually, in truth, she's the one telling me my garage door is open. She has told me that on Facebook, and I went down and closed it. So that's really strange. But Facebook is really, really fun for pictures and video and chatting with people. There's also a whole lot of other really, really, really annoying stuff. But I want to show you a couple of things that maybe make you not so scared of it. The opposite of MySpace is LinkedIn. LinkedIn is very grown up. I don't completely get it. It's okay. I go in and I made myself a profile, but it's very business oriented. I think it's about if you want to be connected so you can find another job. Well, I've been with my company for 31 years. I'm not looking for another job. I don't have any interest in it. Other people want to know me, I think, because I got a good job and a good company. But I don't know whether that would be something that would solve a problem you guys have. Facebook, to me, is connecting people. It's not about jobs. It's about having a good time. I got on Facebook because my daughter went to Italy, and I realized that I would never, ever see any of her photos if I wasn't on Facebook. I mean, she might send me one a week, but I was able to see pictures of all the things she was doing with those three Italian boys who were her landlords. Yeah, and there's nothing we can do about it. But, you know, one thing you got to do if you join with your kids, if they let you be your friend, is you got to not judge them at all. Now, I think I did Facebook a little bit wrong. I let everyone who listens to my podcast be my friend in Facebook. So, yeah, ooh. Now, there's two sides to that. One is, what are they going to know about me that I don't want them to know? The other thing is, I can't find my friends in there, my real friends. But I don't know. I saw this guy I don't know. He had a picture of his two little kids with ice cream all over their face. It was so cute. I loved it. Another fact about Facebook they found is that men and women in their early 20s are in Facebook just the same amount. They're the same numbers in there and the same amount of activity. But when they get to be about 26 years old, the men stop contributing anymore. Mm-hmm. And they think that what it is like, oh, God, I'm married now. I don't have to do all that social stuff. She'll do that for me, you know? I don't know the truth of it, but...
You get shot at.
Yeah. So let me
have more than one Facebook account?
I'm sure you could probably link to two different email addresses. Yeah, I probably could have too. One thing I could have done, what they have now is they have fan pages. So I've created a No Silicast fan page, but I don't really know what I'm supposed to do there, so I don't do very much yet. Oh, there you go. There's my husband saying hi. Let's have a chat with him here. Facebook chat is really fun.
So everybody's waving.
Yeah, they're waving at you. There you go. So... He's like, uh-oh. So Facebook, now actually my husband is nuts about Facebook. He's 51 years old. Every night he goes home and he's sitting there and he's a little bit judgmental with my daughter's photos and my son's photos. But check my last tweet. Okay, we're going to talk about Twitter in a second. Let me see what he had to say. All right, let me bring in my Twitter while we're talking here. So one of the things I wanted to show you in Facebook is that there's a section called Settings. For account settings. First of all, you don't have to say, I'll be friends with you to anybody you don't want to. They say, hey, I want to be your friend. And you just go, ignore. But what I wanted to show you was in the privacy section, you can go, he says, hello, everyone. Don't give Allison too hard of a time. So you can see in the profile, this section on the left-hand side is all the different kinds of things you can do in Facebook. You've got your profile, which is where you say things like I'm married, your religion, whatever you want to put in there, whatever you choose to put in there. Remember, it's all your choice. You can go in and put up no picture and nothing about yourself and just sit there if you want to, but then slowly you'll get a little bit into it. So within each one of these things, right now it says only friends can see this, but I could allow friends of friends to see it. So if my daughter's friends with somebody else, I could let them see it. I don't choose to do that. Some of the other stuff like personal info and photos and things like that, I could say customize. And I've got my Podfeet friends, and I've got my real human meat space friends. And I could separate them and say they're not allowed to see it. So right within there, I could say different things, like except these people. I think I can put in podcast, it's called, yeah. So I've got a podcast group that when I say yes to somebody I don't know, I can just say they're not allowed. I could put them in that group and then they can't see it. So the main thing is you don't have to let people see everything. You can say, I only want my family. I don't want anybody else. But slowly what you realize is you probably want a few more people than that. Yeah.
Yeah, to sign up Facebook and get really involved in it, what's the learning curve?
It's really handy if you got somebody in their 18 to 25-year-old range to help.
Yeah.
But let me tell you this. There's a whole lot of stuff that I don't get about it. There's a whole lot of really goofy stuff. My husband loves the poking. There's the thing. You poke someone. You go, friend, I'm poking you. And she goes, I'm poking her back. And that's all it is. You just say, I'm poking. But then they escalated it. They said you could throw a snowball at somebody. Well, that was really fun until they said, okay, you can throw a fish. You can throw an Obama. You can throw a table. You can throw. And that got out of control. Now there's these group things. There's all kinds of stuff like your top favorite cars. What were you saying?
Food fling.
Oh, yeah, food fling. There's all kinds of stuff. But there's also games on here you can play. I mean, you can go in and do a little bit and see photos and stuff. Like, let me see. Let me cancel this. If I go to, don't save. Okay. Oh, he says I'm shy. Were you reading that? Okay, go away, Steve. Come on. Oh, it's waiting for it. So you can see down here I have 28 online friends, and I could go chat with them if I wanted to. There's Steve himself. What I was looking for was photos, so I'm not going to show you other people's photos because that would be mean, but like here's our photo trip of going to my husband and I took the day off. We have the same birthday, and we went to Disneyland together. So I can just flip through photos like this. You just tap on it. One of the really fun things is you can tag photos. So I have tagged this with my own name. See, as I hover over my face, it says Allison Sheridan. If I take a picture of my daughter, or I take a picture of Margaret, and I am going to put that picture on Facebook, I'll tag it with her name, and then she'll get a notice in her email saying, hey, somebody tagged a photo of you. So you have a way to draw you in and make you go in and do it. Yeah.
So let me see if I get this. If you have 100 photos, you can tag them and give them each different levels. There might be 10 that you want everyone to see.
No. It's more by a category. Like photos will be shared or not shared. I don't think you can do it on a per album basis.
So there's no way that you could have a public face and also
a private
face, public face, and a private face.
Yeah, not within that category.
Not yet.
Right, not yet. That's an interesting idea. Not that I know of, but like
because,
I said.
Because that's how people normally relate. There are some things you will not
right.
tell me because you just met that you might tell
yeah.
someone that you've had.
Yeah, that's true. I could check into that, but I don't think there's any more of that. Video, I'm not going to tax the network with video right now, but the video on here is amazing. I mean, it's really, really easy to throw up a video off of your digital camera, throw it on there, and pump it up there. It's trivial. We use this more than anything. It bugs me that some of my friends aren't on there, and it's like, oh, God, I got to go to YouTube. That's too hard, you know? YouTube's not that hard.
Do you just drag it in?
There's a button that says browse, and you point to it in your Finder, and it uploads it, and then you can tag the video and name it and things like that. Just browse and drag it up there. Home has gotten weirder.
It's more like Twitter now, some of it.
Yeah, there's a big revolt going on about that. Okay, well, I do want to get to some of the scarier stuff, but like I said, LinkedIn, I don't completely get. I mean, I'm in groups, like I'm in this UCLA Extension program thing, and we chatted a little bit, but anybody really interested in LinkedIn, or can I move on?
No.
Oh, okay. Just a little bit? Okay. Well, like I said, you create a profile, and you write up stuff about yourself, but it's not about pictures, it's not about movies, it's about connecting with people in the business sense. So where I might say, I might invite myself to be Margaret's friend, she writes back and says, yes, I'll be your friend, and then we can chat. In here, what you are is you're a colleague and you recommend them. And you have to say, what business sense did you know them in? What job were they doing? Which of the jobs they listed are they doing? So it's very much a business perspective.
Same song, different verse.
Yeah, yeah. So let me keep going here because we aren't to the hard one yet. Let's see. So a couple people mentioned Flickr. You wouldn't think of Flickr as social media, right? It's just you put up pictures. That's all it is pictures. But it turns out there's a big social media component of it. And you get to build... Flickr is more for really cool pictures. I find it a little intimidating. Maybe it's the people I hang out with, but the really good photographers put their stuff on Flickr, and they critique it and say, well, you know, the angle, the lighting, you should have done the f-stop, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm taking snapshots. There's my kid running, you know? So my kid running belongs over on Facebook. Every once in a while, I get an amazing shot, and I'll go put that on Flickr. I go, is that one good enough for you guys? Again, it might be the company I keep. I'm not sure. But it is a lot about community. You become friends with people, and then, again, you get kind of a stream, sort of like we were talking about on Facebook, where you get to see what's going on with your friends. So this is TMA Steve. He takes some amazing photos. Somebody just... actually, we'll go take a look at this photo. I commented on this photo, and it looks like he's just commented back. So he claimed this was taken with, like, a cell phone photo. That's a pretty good photo.
Wow, on a cell phone.
Only what he said was it was with a cell phone. So, yeah, I said, seriously, with a cell phone? You can see my little face there. And he said, yep, with a 2-megapixel camera on my Voyager. So that's kind of social media, right? Because I wrote something, he wrote something back, we're having a conversation, I get to see his pictures. I mostly look at pictures because I'm not good enough to look at all these. I mean, they're really, really good. I don't find the interface very intuitive. This one, actually, I had trouble getting this, too. You got to pay attention to certain things, like right next to that, there's a tick mark. If I click on that, one thing happens. If I click there, I get a different menu. Flickr is free as long as you don't want to make any kind of photo albums. And they don't call them photo albums. They call them sets. So you can make 3 sets with the free one, but if you want more than 3, you have to pay like $20. It's not a lot, but it was a little bit of a barrier. And I don't find the sets really intuitive. The way you add things to sets, it's sort of, I don't know, it's kind of weird. I like it, but I'm more of an observer on that one. Yeah, so what's the... Where is that?
SBAMUG.com.
And so there's a link there to the gallery?
Yeah.
Cool. Great. There's instructions in the wiki?
Yeah.
All right, I want everybody...
If anybody can figure out how to use the wiki.
I want in the next... Before the next meeting, I want everybody to go out and at least look at the wiki and maybe put some little note. Like, oh, there's comments. Look for... There's a tab I think says discuss. Is that what it says? Discussion? Click on discussion and say, hey, this is cool. Yeah, create an account. Click on that and say, hey, this is cool. Just do that. That's your assignment before the next meeting. LJ, I want you to let me know if they did their homework or not, okay? All right.
You can check it.
I could. That's right. But I don't know all of your names, so we'll have to have somebody take roll. All right, let's get into the hardest thing because I've only got... Wait a minute. Is that... Oh, this clock is off. Well, I thought I had 9 minutes left. All right, good. I can do more exciting things. But I want to talk about Twitter, because Twitter is the weirdest, hardest to explain thing. And I think I figured out why. It's because it's completely different for everybody, depending on how they use it. So the main idea is you have a website that you go to, if you do it through the web, and it's called Twitter.com. So this is my website. That's me waxing the car of a complete stranger. I don't know if you guys know, but after I met Margaret here, I went to her house and waxed her car because I really like waxing cars. I did on my birthday, too. It was really fun. So Twitter.com, this is my page. I can go in here, and I'm logged in right now. I could type something in here. Actually, let me refresh this because I tweeted something while we were here. There, about to do a new media presentation on new media. So... I can write it into it in here. I can write into it on my iPhone. There's also clients that you can get that give you an idea of what's going on, but I haven't really explained it yet. You only get 140 characters to write whatever you want to say. It's sort of like chat, except nobody's talking back to you, except sometimes they're talking back to you. Is that completely clear? So in general... Yeah, in general, you're just spewing whatever you're thinking. There are a lot of people who tweet, I just had a cheese sandwich. Yeah. Well, I don't follow the cheese sandwich people. But I do follow a cat who all the cat ever says is meow. I don't know what it is. It makes me laugh. Every time it comes up, I go, that's great. I love it. I think it's hilarious. But and it's because the cat doesn't meow very often. It's like every 3 days, so it's always a nice little surprise. You get to see the meow. But so you tweet out whatever you're thinking, if it's maybe an announcement, it's something you're excited about, a cool website you found, a neat tool that you found. You just saw a great sunset. You can take a picture with your cell phone and email it to an address at a place called TwitPic, and it goes into your Twitter feed. So you can be down like that guy that took the picture. You can take that picture. You can send it to TwitPic, and it shows up in his feed. And people go, oh, look at that. That's pretty. That's all there is to it. There's a concept called following, which is just like a blog reader. So if you think about it as a microblog, they try to call it that. If I had a blog and you guys started reading my blog, that wouldn't be creepy, right? There's nothing creepy about that. But lots of people, well, if my blog's creepy, it'd be creepy. But if you read my blog, that's not creepy. But a lot of people think, well, I don't want anybody following me on Twitter. That's creepy. Well, it's a blog. It's a public face. Don't put stuff out there that you don't want people to be reading. Don't put personal information out there. There's a lot of people who do. They tweet where they are. I mean, I'm an international superstar and everything. I can't be doing that, you know, because I have stalkers and the whole thing like crazy. It'd be horrible. So I don't tweet where I am, obviously. So I've explained how you send it out. You write 140 characters, and then people follow you, and you choose to follow people. You choose to follow them by looking to see what they've written lately to see if they're interesting. If they're not interesting to you, you don't click follow back. That's it. That's all there is to it. The thing that happens when if you're following somebody you're interested in, let's say you're a fan of my show and you choose to follow me, but I look at you and I think you're not kind of boring, I don't follow you back. But you can still write messages that I receive that are called at replies. So let's say I want to get Steve's attention. Actually, I told my Twitter followers, and I'm late telling them, I told them, would you please be online and respond to me like trained monkeys when I write to you? I told them 7:30, so they're probably mad at me. All right, so we'll hit update. And then we'll let that ride for a little while. I should have done this early on to see what they were going to do, because a bunch of them responded that they were going to be real snotty because of the way I talked to them. But what are you going to do? So anyway, so when I look at people to follow, I care about technology. I live and breathe this stuff. I love new media. I love gadgets. I love software. I love hardware. I don't like doing anything but this. This is my hobby. It's what I do at work. I just love it all day, every day. So I follow people who talk about gadgets and hardware and software and technology. I don't follow people who talk about dancing. I don't follow people who talk about art. I'm not saying anything wrong with that, but it's not what I like. So I follow those people, and the result is I can get responses from people because they're going to talk about the things I talk about. So I actually use them as like a research arm. So if I'm really stuck on something, and I've searched as much as I can, I've Googled the daylights out of it, and I can't figure it out, I'll send it out to Twitter. And with almost 800 followers, I'll get an answer in 5 minutes to the thing I've been searching for because somebody knows the answer.
You have one down below. It says, hope your presentation is going well. My fellow is calling me.
Oh, there you go. All right, Mac and Tom.
I'm here in Ontario, so somebody was paying attention.
Oh, good, good. Oh, and I was late. Oh, well, I'll make sure to tell him we did notice. That's good. He likes that. I've never met Mac and Tom. I don't actually know who he is. I think I've talked to him on chat before. I also follow people who are, this guy, believe it or not, Tossolini, he's actually works in new media, but he works for Microsoft of all places. But he's still an interesting guy, in spite of that. Won't hold him up on that, so let's see if anything's come in yet. But let me, oh, go ahead, yeah.
If you want to follow a particular subject, can you search on a subject?
You can search on subjects, but you really follow people.
Yeah.
And they've started coming up with an interesting thing. You put a pound sign in front of something, and it sort of sorts it into piles that you can search through. And I don't completely know how that works yet. I'm trying to get a handle on that. Oh, who's that? All right, there we go. All right, Pat Dengler. All right, there we go. Good job. And Pat Dengler is a member of the L.A. Pug. I don't know if you guys do any cross pollination with the northern people. But yeah, Pat Dengler is the one who saved me when I accidentally put a magnet on my brand new MacBook Pro as I was transferring data from it. I called her and she talked me down off the roof. So I'm going to show you what it looks. So you notice that she wrote at Podfeet.
Yeah.
So what that does, my name is Podfeet. If you put the at symbol in front of a name, that sends the person a message in a separate pile. So you see, I have a thing over here that says at Podfeet. If I click that, you're going to see every message someone wanted to go directly to me. So there's Mac and Tom. Oh, there's, uh-oh. Well, they're talking about me here. I don't know what's going on. I get it. Uh-oh. I eat the same. My family eats the same meal every night. Every Monday we eat the same meal. Every Tuesday we eat the same meal. We happen to eat Taco Bell on Thursdays. I had to announce that I had Taco Bell on a different night, and that's why they're talking. And Bag of Meat Night is now going to be tomorrow night. So this is important stuff, you know, we talk about. So here I am making fun of the people who talk about cheese sandwiches, and I'm talking about Taco Bell, right? You got to add a little flavor to things. There's a third thing. So there's regular tweets where you just type whatever. Then the at tweet, you're actually saying, you know, I want you to get this message, and you're kind of going directly at someone. But and you can do that to anybody. Barack Obama is on here. You can at tweet him. What you can't do is direct tweet him unless he's following you. So if I'm following you, you can send me a direct tweet, and that makes it. That's sort of like what you're saying about everybody. Medium people, and then just a few people. So direct tweets are not public. They don't show up on the internet. My husband direct tweeted me the other day from the other room to ask me to get on chat so that he could send me a URL. We're going to get really fat soon because we never get out of our chairs, right? So one of the things that really makes Twitter fun is if you've got it on your phone. If you got it on your phone, you can go... Did we get another one?
Yes.
All right, Venmo. Yeah, that's a 16-year-old... kid in the Northeast. Oh, and Donald Burr. Oh, there's my daughter. Oh, man, she lost her softball game.
Ouch.
Ooh, 7-19.
Wow.
That's not good.
It's better than zero.
Yeah, it's better than zero. Right. So you can see if you've got a lot of followers, you can engage in some interesting conversation. So you don't want to do necessarily what I do because you might have actual hobbies that aren't the Mac. I don't know why, but you might, right? There might be other interests. You can find people talking about just about anything. If you find somebody interesting and you're starting to read what they're writing and you go, okay, that guy's pretty interesting. I want to follow him. Oops. Sorry. Come on. Down below, you can see people I think are interesting, these people I'm following. So if you hover over name, actually, Paul, you might know, did you know Ed Tobias?
Yeah.
Somebody here knows Ed Tobias? Yeah, Ed Tobias lives around here, used to work with him years ago. I don't know where he works now, but he found me on Twitter, you know, so that's fun. So you, this guy down here, oh, this is a good one, Ryan Sakamoto, he lives in Hawaii, and he's the one who designed my logo that's on my business cards and everything. One of the great things I get out of podcasting is I give of myself, right? I spend 10 or 12 hours a week creating this content, but I get 100,000 times back that in return. That guy made me my artwork for free. He's a phenomenal artist. That's not the best rendition of it, but everything you see on my website and here, he did all of that artwork for me, did it for free. I got WordPress for free because somebody else created WordPress where I do my blog. You know, I get most of my tools for free, so it's a real give and take thing. I just had to do a little ad there for podcasting. We'll come back here because I bet we'll see more in a little bit. More questions about Twitter. Yeah.
Can you sign up to follow somebody and watch us and be watching Twitter?
Sure, I can do that. I think we are going to have time for the Etherpad thing in a little bit, so let's see. I'll go... I don't know Randy very well, so let's go look at Randy's. Here's Randy's, and let's find out who's following him or who he's following. Oh, one thing I notice a lot of times when I see somebody follow me, I look to see who they're following before I follow them, and I find out it's usually a whole bunch of Mac podcasters. So that's Callie Lewis. That's Katie of the Mac Core podcast. There's me. Frederick Johnson. Let's go see who he is. So I'm going to click on his name. Now, I'm already logged into the website. Did I click him?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. There it goes. Whoops. Sorry. So that comes up. All I would do is I would hit that button that says follow. What the heck? He's talking about Yogi and Boo Boo. I'll hit follow. And now I'm following him. That was the whole thing. Now, if I decide I don't want to follow him, I could click that again and it would say unfollow. But he'd think I was a real weirdo if I followed unfollowed right away. So I won't do that to scare him. Ooh, he's got 4,600 followers. He must be somebody. So that's really all there is to it. Now, whenever he tweets, it will come up on my cell phone. I'll be able to see that. There's got to be questions about this, because this is weird, right? It's too much. If I push you over the edge, you're gone now. It's just like, oh, what? Well, because this is his page. Yeah, you won't see anything about me on his page unless I tweeted him. And then it would be, if I did an at tweet, it would show up on his page. Right? So the stuff I'm doing is back on my page. By the way, if you're doing it on the web, you just click on the Twitter logo. If you're logged in, it'll take you back to your page. So you can see it there. Oh, there you go. My daughter said, yay, Mac Club. All right, Mac and Tom is... Oh, he didn't go to sleep. So I'll show you a couple things. Well, let's see.
She could do that from a computer. She could do that probably from a phone.
She could be doing. She's either doing it from her iPod Touch or from her computer. She tends to have her computer with her, but I could do it. I could actually.
You're responding right from the phone.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it right now. Let me. So I don't know if any of you can see this at all, but I've got a Twitter client. There's my husband just tweeting about you must warn your audience about swine flu. So I just said update. So now I've got her face at the top. So I'm gonna click on it, and in the clients, not the website. There's clients you can download all over the place, and I can give you a recommendation if you want. If anybody's taking notes, probably the most stable one is called Twirl, T-W-H-I-R-L. I personally am really liking Nambu, N-A-M-B-U, but that one's it's beta, so it's a little dicey. But anyway, I can click on her name, and I can wait. No, it already says I could. From there, I could follow her. What did I want to do? There's a button down here that says reply, and now it already wrote at Idaho Monkeys on there because that's her name. I'm going to say they said hi.
Yay, you got yay on there, yeah.
Oh, and yay.
You have the word yay up there.
Oh, that, yeah, but I'm going to cut that one off. So I'll say and yay. All right? And I'll get rid of this. All right? And yeah, this is on an iPhone. There are Twitter clients for a lot. Like if you have a BlackBerry, there's Twitter on the BlackBerry. That's how my husband does it. There, you can see it up there where I just did that. So it's real immediate. I used it as research one time. I was going to the movies, and I want to know the. Well, I got to tell the precursor story. First time I realized how powerful it was, I went in and I said I wanted to know if you wanted Apple's Motion, did you have to buy this whole Creative Suite thing, or could I buy it by itself? And that's a hard thing to look for on the web. How do you look for it's not true, right? So I tweeted it. I said I asked the question. Four people in 5 minutes came back and said no, you have to buy the whole package. The fifth guy wrote back and said, why do you want to know? And I said, well, because I want to do blah, blah, blah. And he said, well, wait a minute. I remember you saying that you owned Final Cut Express. There's a tool inside that already does that. So I not only got the answer to the question I asked, I got the answer to the question I should have been asking.
Yeah.
And that's when I kind of went, this is cool. So the next week I was going to the movies, and I needed to know something, but I was too lazy to do it myself. So I just tweeted, going to the movies, look this up for me. And I asked the question. I came out and they'd answered it for me. It's awesome. But again, it has to do with...
This would be interesting.
It works well if you have a lot of people following you and you're following a lot of people. I think it started to be social, to be just like me and my friends talking to each other. But I talk to my husband a fair amount on it, my daughter a little bit, but mostly it's people through my podcast that I talk to. So... I know. That's one thing I was going to do. Let's see if we can look somebody up. Let's look Fran up. So we're going to go into Find People.
Critical Mass.
And we're going to say Redondo Writer. And I think she should be your first friend. Well, after me. And there she is, Fran Pilar, an elder with a zest for life, knowledge, works, and the arts. And I'm going to click Follow. And now I can go see all of her tweets. You didn't say anything we don't want to see here. That's a good tweet. And this was not a setup. All I did was ask her. You aren't buying it at all, are you, at this point, right?
Fascinating.
Well, now remember, I have 800 followers, but I'm only following 400. Well, that's kind of a... Okay, that didn't come off making my point. But so the deal, the way I think about Twitter because of that is I think about it as it's a river that's rushing by right now. It's going by right now. And I'm stuck at the DMV and I go, okay, I'm just going to stick my head in the river and I'm going to go read what people read and then I pull out. It's not about finishing it. It's not about reading all of it. If somebody really wants to get my attention, they're going to put it in the app pile. So I'll go over and I'll read the ads first, and once I get bored with the ads, then I'll go read just the general stream going by. So that's kind of how I separate it. So yeah, you would just see all of that, but don't get yourself stressed out. It's not like trying to finish a magazine subscription going, God, I paid for this, I got to read all of them. If you want it to be that, only follow a few people. Follow, you know, decide I'm not going to follow more than 10. But remember, 400 people don't tweet every day. Jeff Gamet tweets every 20 minutes, and most people tweet once a year. I want to show you guys, I want to show you one more weird thing. My able assistant over here, Lynn, is going to go to a website, just to push you over the edge, called Etherpad. And this is for if you want to real-time collaborate on something. The wiki, we showed you how you could go back and forth and you could, you could write something today and you could write something tomorrow. But what if you wanted to write it at the same time? I'm going to create one right now. I'm going to create one. This is free service, and I'm making this up on the fly. This has not been pre-rehearsed. I'm going to make one called Mac Club. Would you like to create one? Because there isn't one there. And by the way, you guys can use this later, because once this is created, this stays here forever. So this is a bunch of text here, and my able assistant has just gone to the same website. Did it come up for you? So start typing something. Oh, wait, no, you're not in there yet. Okay. So you notice over here it says unnamed me. I'm going to change that, and I'm going to say this is Allison. And I don't know if the yellow might be kind of pale, but if I start typing right here, I'm going to type Allison says she's, there's Lynn coming in, having fun. Now, I don't believe Lynn's ever been into Etherpad before. She's heard me yap about it. But she can start typing now. She's the light blue color, and she's going to start typing. You can see her start typing on screen. Oh, she got shy. She typed one character. There we go. So real time, we're working on something. I had a problem with my Mac last weekend that was kind of scary, kind of weird, and my buddy Bart in Ireland, we went into an Etherpad together, and he had me typing in terminal commands that were spitting out all kinds of junk I didn't understand. I was copying and pasting it in here, and then he pasted his in there, so we could go look at them side by side across half the world real time. We were doing this while we were on Skype talking to each other. I don't know what it's for, but I know I really, really like this. I mean, I'm thinking if you, and again, this is in a business sense, I'm thinking of a meeting where we're trying to write a document together, or we use this on the Mac Roundtable. I don't know if any of you guys listen to the Mac Roundtable. All right, Mac Roundtable is a great podcast because there's about 15 or 20 of us that rotate in and out. So there's 5 or 6 of us on here, 3 or 4 of us on each call. And it's all the big Mac podcasters are together. And we traditionally have show notes, right? Well, I always take the show notes, and I'm always having to call people and go, oh, what was that thing you said? What was that URL? Can you send that to me? We did it real time. We were all typing it in. We were helping edit each other's stuff and fixing typos. All 5 of us were in there at the same time in the middle of the show. When we were done, the minutes were done. The notes were done. So I think it's a really interesting little thing. What is she writing? Well, there we go, the Mac Roundtable. Isn't that interesting? And it's free. And this page will be there forever.
Brainstorm.
Yeah. Yeah, brainstorming. Brainstorm. Yeah, this is Etherpad. Etherpad.com. And then you just put in whatever you want it to say at the end. Or if you just say, create me a pad, it'll make up a bunch of funny characters you can never remember and get back to. I prefer the type something in method so I have a chance of getting back to it. But this one exists now. So if you guys wanted to use it, you could go in here tomorrow, erase all this junk we wrote, and start writing something in there. You've got one already. Yeah, well, now they do have them for businesses too and stuff. Check into it. They've got a bunch of stuff. I didn't read that, but I think there probably is. There's also a chat window over here, so you can be chatting along.
You are on the same page.
I told her etherpad.com/MacBook.
Look right there.
Gotcha. Okay.
Send it in the
LJ just came in.
Okay. So, yeah, good job. So LJ's got his name in there. So then down here, there's a chat. So if you're not on the phone, a lot of times, like, we were chatting each other during the show saying, hey, anybody hear an echo? Because there's always an echo on Skype. So we were talking to each other. Should we stop? Should we move on to the next topic? We could have the chat in there instead of having to go back and forth. And then you could do saved revisions, too. So let's say you are working on an agenda for something, you know, what we're going to do at the next Mac Club. You can hit save when you think it's in a pretty good state, and that way you can roll back. You have to actively do that, or else whatever's there at the end is when you're done. They actually sell this for inside companies now, too, and I'm thinking this would be really cool at work. So I think I'm going to get the hook because it's 10 after, and you guys have been very patient. If you have any questions, I have about 5,000 of my cards here. If you could take them out, give them to your friends, tell them to listen to the show, that'd be great. I am just this entertaining. Thank you. Well, as you can tell, I had a really, really good time doing this. I had so much fun. It's funny, though, when I listen back on this to do the editing, I talk really, really fast, don't I, when I'm talking off the cuff. I don't know how anybody followed what I was saying with, you know, without a pause button or be able to rewind. But I gotta tell you, nobody got up and left, so I guess I kept them engaged. Well, anyway, as always, keep your emails coming by sending them to me at Allison@podfeet.com. And be sure to follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/podfeet. Thanks for listening and stay subscribed.